Hi, good morning, everybody. I'm not sure if you're here for my session or if you're just sitting here, but hopefully it will be useful anyway. Sorry for being a couple of minutes late if you were waiting to get started. My name's John Lickis. I'm one of the program managers looking after Surface Pro 4 and Surface Book in our hardware line. And today I'm going to talk a little bit about the mobility experiences that we have a unique vision for in Microsoft devices. And I'm also going to talk about two of our devices and how they enable some of those mobility experiences. So if you think about the, and I warn you, I'm losing my voice, by the way, so I apologize in advance. But if you think about the experiences that people are having at home today with their devices, people aren't just using one device anymore. People are using the right device for them, depending on the context they're in and the moment that they're in. And you can think about an example of how you might watch, you know, Netflix while you're at home. You might start it on a smart TV on the sofa. You might continue it, you know, over lunch the next day on a laptop. You might be showing some friends it on a phone. It's not about the device being mobile or always having a device with you. It's about you grabbing the device which is closest to you, depending on the context of what you're doing. And that's exactly why we're trying to build devices to suit the scenario that you might be in. Now, if you think about those kind of experiences at work, we just don't enable anything like that, really. People are just, you know, given one device and told, you know, there's your device to go use, make the most of it. We see a more unique vision than that, a vision that puts people at the center of the experience of using devices. And we kind of see it where there are amazing services available. Think Windows 10, think Office 365, think Azure services in the cloud, that are at the center of what helps people to achieve great things. With the right security and management, and I go back to, I used to be an IT admin in a university, and you know, we gave people tablets, and they expected that awesome experience of being able to use the inbuilt applications in that tablet. But actually then we had to put on a containerized app email solution to be able to secure it and to be able to manage the device. And all that really did was then compromise the experience that the end user was used to at home and caused quite a lot of dissatisfaction. And if you look at what we're doing with management and security solutions with our EMS product, it's all about not compromising the end user experience, but while still providing IT with the security and management that they need. And in this whole model, when people have the right devices that are connecting the individual to the service they're trying to use, they can achieve even more. And so we really believe that it's not just about the what people are doing and why they're doing it. It's about how people as individuals, or people when they come together to collaborate as part of a group, choose to work. It's also really important to have a seamless transition from the place that you're doing work to another place you're doing work, from one device to another device, and from being able to be productive on your own as an individual to being able to be productive as a group. And then finally, we believe that it's innovative devices, and you can see where we think that our devices fit into this model here, that are applied in new ways that are what's going to accelerate how people change, accelerate people's behavior, and it's that can truly be the catalyst for change within an organization. And so that's why we're making devices. We're not just making individual devices. We're coming together as a portfolio to have a device that fits everybody's needs, depending on those scenarios they're doing throughout the day. And so I just wanted to spend the last kind of couple of minutes talking about some examples in our products where we do that. If you think about the Surface Pro 4, we had a pretty bold statement, really. We said that this was the tablet that could replace your laptop. And I mean, it really is. It is, you know, thin, it's light, but it has all of the power and performance that you expect to get from a PC. But then we had to think, well, how do we solve the challenge of making this be able to be used as a laptop, but without compromising the form factor that people expect from a tablet. And so the first thing that we did is that we engineered in this kickstand with a friction hinge. So it will go all the way back, so it's great for either resting on your desk or resting on your lap. And then when you need to use it with a keyboard, it literally just clicks into place when you need it. And it's there when you want to use the keyboard and the trackpad, and when you don't, it all just folds away and this kickstand just melts into the casing. And you know, it kind of, the feel of these devices as well, it kind of feels like probably the most quality device you've ever owned. It feels like a high quality like notepad or notebook that you're walking to a meeting with. When we think about what we're trying to do with devices and we think about natural interactions, it was really important for us to say, well, you know, a core experience that people do in their lives today is to write with a pen. And so we wanted to bring that experience to life with our devices. But that's super, I'm just logging in there, it's super important to be able to make that experience as natural and familiar to an end user as possible. So if I walk up to the device and I grab my pen, which magnetically attaches to the side, all I have to do on the end is just click the button, and it will all I have to do is click the button on the end, and it launches OneNote, so that I can immediately start using it like a notepad to take notes. And this is a pen that looks and feels just like a nice premium pen, but it's kind of concealing all of its engineering inside it. So down in the nib, there's a sensor that actually detects 1,024 points of pressure. And so as you write on the screen, the amount that I'm pressing either makes the ink lighter or makes it darker. And so if I press really, really hard, you can see that the ink comes out much thicker. And so it really does feel like the experience you would have with a pen on the real sheet of paper. Also in the end, there's a trigger for it to recognize a full press to trigger an action, but it also detects a small amount of micron sensitivity. So if I want to use it as an eraser on the screen, I can just turn it over and use it as an eraser. And we think about everything down to the smallest details. So we actually partnered with a company to make sure that the coating that we used on the eraser end of our pen actually felt like an eraser does on the real piece of paper. And when we were engineering the product, we gave the device and the pen to some kids who were drawing on it. And we noticed that one of the girls, after she was drawing with it and used the eraser, actually went like that on the screen, as if, you know, if you've ever used a pencil and eraser, you get all of that dust, and she started to wipe it off. The other thing is that it needs to feel like you really are writing on paper. And a lot of times with tablet experiences with the pen, it often feels like there's a gap between like your nib on the glass and where the ink is actually showing up. And so again, one of the innovations that we worked very hard to do as an engineering team was build the thinnest amount of glass possible, making it still robust, But then coming up with a new way to bond the screen to the glass with all of the sensors in it for touch and for pen, making the parallax, which is this gap between where your pen hits the glass and then actually the pixel of the display, the smallest of any device. And so, you know, I'd encourage you to come down to the booth and try on our devices. But, you know, if you're writing on it, it really, really does feel like you're writing on the pixels themselves. And having that true experience, the experience you expect from pen and paper today, is really key to being able to create natural interaction, so it feels natural. The final thing is that it's really important then for like the screen to be good quality. And it's not just about resolution and me telling you the pixels per inch, it's also about it's not about the quantity, it's about the quality as well. And in our screens, we've got a really, really high contrast ratio that actually means that when you're inking for a long period of time, it actually looks and feels like it would do on the printed page. So that's a quick tour of the Surface Pro 4. And if anybody has any questions, by all means, come and see me afterwards or visit us on the showcase floor. I just want to move on to talk about the Surface Book now. People seen, heard of the Surface Book? Yeah, hopefully. Okay, good. So with this product, we set out to completely redefine the laptop. How do you redefine a laptop, right? Well, we kind of said it has to have all of those built-in fundamentals. So it's got this gorgeous screen. We built it with the perfect typing experience. I could geek out. Like, I can tell you that we've engineered the space between the tip of each keys to be 19 millimeters. There's a slight dish, a slight bowl of 0.2 millimeters in every single key, so that it actually conforms to the feel of your fingertips. And we worked really, really hard on the travel, the movement, the material that we used on the top of the keys as well to make sure that it's the best typing experience that I've ever used on a device. I can say that hands down. So it has everything that you expect, you know, the power and performance of an ultimate laptop. That's the tagline, right? But then we wanted to make a laptop that enabled people to do more with a laptop. What happens if you wanted a laptop, but you wanted to be able to create even more? You wanted to be able to, like, draw, and you wanted to be able to touch it. And so the key to us being able to do that was to make the screen detachable. And so I just held down a button there, and in software, it activated, excuse me, I'm losing my voice. It activated an electromechanical release mechanism that's built into the top half of the screen here. And this is now the thinnest and lightest i7 PC on the market. It's just this. It's so thin. It's so light. If you guys want to come up afterwards and hold it, you should definitely do that. And we made sure that... let me just sign in here quickly. And we made sure as well that it had all of those familiar experiences that you're using already. And so when we start to think about, you know, the story that I just told there about mobility of experience, it's fine for all of those mobility of experiences to be through software, but ultimately the device you're using is a piece of hardware. And so, you know, we don't necessarily think that, we believe that people should have the same experiences when they pick up whatever piece of hardware they're using, as well as the software they're using. And so everything that I just showed you about the pen on the Surface Pro 4 completely applies to the Surface Book as well. And so the fact that you can just pick up a different device and be having the same experience is pretty key. It also means that it can form even more versatile ways to use the device. So if I want to clip it back in this mode, I can do. And that means it's a really, really nice mode for, you know, sitting down on a desk, talking to somebody through a presentation, or maybe, you know, sitting back and watching a film. It's bringing the device screen closer to you. It also means that you can fold the screen all the way back down, and then actually use it with all of the extra battery life and the extra graphics processing that we built into the base to achieve more with applications that can take use of the pen. And we call this draw mode. And so, you know, imagine a designer in Photoshop or a video editor using this device in this mode. These are things that before they've been having to do on a big, powerful workstation tied to a desk with, you know, like some of those drawing boards to enable them to use a pen. And then just the final thing that I want to talk about with this device is the hinge. Because we've built in the power of a full-blown PC into the top half of the screen portion of the device, like all two-in-one devices, it makes it quite heavy. And so the reason that we have this iconic dynamic fulcrum hinge is because a lot of two-in-one devices, you'll find they're top-heavy, because this is a lot heavier than just a normal screen. And so the idea behind this is that as you open the screen, it actually lengthens the base. The base portion of the laptop, meaning that the center of gravity is kept intact and keeps the device level and feeling like it's on balance. And we were able to do that without adding any weight to the device at all. And so it's these things that really show our quality and craftsmanship. And show how we're not just thinking about the mobility of experience because of Windows on our devices through software, But we're also thinking about the natural user interactions that people want to have with devices. And we're trying to make that as common as possible across our devices as well to get people to achieve more. And I always have to show this, which is like, if I just unclip this. Oh, okay, awesome. So actually there's a rule on these devices that if you get to 5% or less battery life, it won't let you detach. And so I'm just at the stage where I can't do that anymore. But I hope that gave you a very quick tour of the Surface Pro 4 and the Surface Book, and a little bit of insight into our mobility experiences that we're trying to offer. And of course, if you have any more questions, by all means, come down to the expo booth, talk to any of us. We also have a Surface fan night tonight. We're going to have a live band at an event the other side of the conference center. And so if you come down and visit us on the stand, there are lots of ways that you can sit and listen to sessions to get one of these bands, and then come and join us for a fan night later on tonight. So I'll be around if you have any more questions. Feel free to come and ask anything you'd like to. Thanks very much. Take care.